The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
You might have heard about us on Facebook. It's the Nate Darling Show. Featuring Jason Casey, Sam Platts, Kareem Daniels, and Diana Hong. And now, from the chair behind all the knobs and switches, here's Nate.
Hey, welcome back to the Friday episode of the Nate Darling Show with... Everybody that was mentioned in the open.
I love that it laughs after Diana Hong.
It's true. That was on purpose. Because she's a comedian and she's
Diana
funny.
Diana Hong.
Aw, shucks. You've never seen me, though.
It's true. I still think you're funny.
Oh, shit.
If I see you and you bomb, I'll be like, ooh.
That's true.
Ooh.
I did this show in Oregon one time and was at a casino, and they fucking loved me. I just did like a quick, I was a guest set, so like 7 minutes, and they fucking loved me. Like, they were talking
in
about
Oregon,
me the next day. Yeah, of Oregon.
I love it. That's great.
And, they were like, yeah, we wish you were on for longer. And I was like, no. Like, let's just, the 7 minutes went great.
I'm better in small portions.
Oh, yeah. It's better to kill for 7 minutes
right.
than to
drag on.
Be okay for 12.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah, I was like, if you guys like this, let's just, leave
it's
it there. If you want me back and pay me more money, that's a different story.
Yeah, go ahead and follow me on Twitter. I'll just fill you up with, no.
Damn it. I've been trying to get that.
Here's what you should do. Follow at Bitches Preach on Twitter, and I guarantee it will not fill your feed with a bunch of tweets.
Oh, yeah. I followed some stupid llama.
What the fuck?
And, I get tweets, so I had to turn it off. I was like, fuck
you
this shit.
Followed a llama?
Yeah, I don't know.
What possessed you to do
because
that?
Because they followed me, so I was like, I'll follow this one. And then it was just fucking ridiculous. Like, the llama talks about, soaked in blood, the... Nirvana, the Kurt Cobain, he was murdered by
that
somebody.
That sounds creepy.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Courtney Love.
So not the Dalai Lama.
It wasn't like they was murdered by somebody, some random person. No, it's Courtney Love.
Yeah, I was like, wait a second, even I know that.
I don't even want to mention it because it's so ridiculous.
Is the llama or the Courtney Love theory?
Come on, man. Come on.
To what? You still didn't watch Courtney Love or the llama? Or the...
No, that there's any controversy to it in the first place. That there's any possibility that it was not suicide.
Yeah, he ended his suffering.
Jason, you don't have enough. You don't generate enough income to understand how it would be. Somebody would think of it to do it.
I don't know what just happened. I feel like we went from a good show about everyone being here to be this shit might go down and break up the group over.
No, it's not gonna. It's not. There's nothing here. There's nothing there.
When you become Kurt Cobain or Madonna or Michael Jackson or those people, you become an industry.
Mm-hmm.
No, I get that. That's why. Why would you kill? Why would she kill the one that was?
Elvis makes more money dead than he
did
alive.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Actually, no.
Yeah.
No. I mean, crazy. And I'd be like, yeah, that's insane. But then at the same time, he did steal a lot of his shit.
What?
Not steal, but there was the whole.
Are you talking about Elvis or Kurt Cobain?
Elvis.
Oh. Yeah, but you
didn't
still
he
get,
steal from like
he
black
stole,
people?
Yeah, he did, but he still get the money.
No, I know, but I guess my respect and my interest in him kind of just went down after I realized that. I was like, oh yeah, that's true, that's interesting. And then I was like, wait a second, I don't care.
Yeah, but yeah, no,
I don't like him.
He didn't. When you become that, you become an industry.
Yeah.
What do you think they propped Britney Spears up and put her up in Las Vegas?
Yeah.
After she lost her. Nut,
Hit me, baby.
No, I'm not.
One more
I'm not
time.
Saying that. I'm saying, but for him to. Somebody
said, oh, shit, we cannot let that Britney money go. We got to do something. So we're going to prop her up in
Celine
Vegas.
Celine Dion, right. I feel was one of them.
Well, the whole thing with Kurt Cobain, and the theory goes like this. Kurt Cobain was getting disillusioned. He felt like a commodity and not like a musician anymore, and he hated not having his privacy. And the theory was he was going to take his ball and go home and stop being... that industry.
Yeah.
And the conspiracy theory was that Courtney couldn't have that and she had him killed. That's been disproven.
That's I guess what I'm saying is, like, it's been disproven. The conversation is like it has been over for a while, mm-hmm. and somebody keeps beating the llama's horse, and like
wait, what?
That's
llama's horse.
They're beating the horse to death. But it was a llama. It was a llama.
Let's talk about the llama, though.
I'm telling you, it was ridiculous. I'm sort of saying, like, that fucking tweeter.
That,
like, I don't know what
he was doing before he came here, beating the llama's horse.
Yeah, now you mentioned Twitter. I think it's time to unveil our new game on the show. Ooh. We don't do a lot of games at all.
No,
I mean,
yeah.
Cooler Tool is not really a game. It's more of a judging thing. This game is called Trump, Kanye, or the Iron Sheik.
Oh, man.
And the rules are very simple. I have some tweets taken from the Twitter of one of those three people, Donald Trump, who's presidential candidate, Kanye West, who is a producer slash artist.
Slash bully.
Slash creative genius. Voice of a generation.
And the Iron Sheik, who is a retired professional wrestler.
Former guard of the Shah of Iran.
It's true. It's true. I believe he was in the Olympics as well. All right. So I will read a tweet, and we will go around, and you can guess if it is Trump, Kanye, or the Iron Sheik.
Wait, what do we win? I want to get competitive.
You win bragging rights is what you win.
Fuck?
And you're going to have to keep your own score.
Aww.
We could start bringing, like, cash each week and throw $5 in a pool and whoever wins.
I want food. Like, someone should get a box of Girl Scout cookies and be like, yo, winner gets the box of Girl Scout cookies.
I don't want cookies. I want burritos. This is where the food.
This is where the money works. You can exchange money for food.
I understand that now. Like, now that it has been
on your way
that
home, you can stop wherever you want and get whatever food you desire.
It's true. This is America.
Actually, at this time of night, probably don't stop by the Girl Scouts' home and ask
no,
for
it.
She's
no.
in her pajamas.
No, yes.
What's up, cookies?
Sam did that last time.
Hey, little girl, give me your cookie.
Once again, Sam, not second.
Oh, shit.
Second creepy.
Moving on.
All right, let's start. The first tweet. I am the legend. Watch my movie. Sam, Trump, Kanye, or the Iron Sheik?
Are any of them in a movie?
I know.
Obviously, yes.
I'm going to say Iron Sheik on
okay.
this one.
Diana?
I'm going to say Kanye because I feel like he was in something.
Kareem?
I'm going to have to go with the Iron Sheik.
Jason?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Sheik.
Damn
on
it.
This.
The men are right. The lady is wrong. It is the Iron Sheik. The
That's
Iron Sheik has a
I've watched the movie.
Yeah. And I've seen the movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's this movie?
It's just about the Iron Sheik.
Is it new or old?
Like
it's
4 years.
It's relatively new. He's still plugging it on Twitter, obviously.
It's still Netflix.
All right. I'm not even going to lie to you. I love me so much right now. Jason.
I don't even have to think on this one.
I'm going to say it's Trump.
Okay. Kareem?
Kanye.
Diana.
Fuck, I was going to say Trump, but then Kareem said Kanye.
Well, it could be the Iron Sheik. Or it could be the other two.
Fuck him. I'm going to say Trump.
Sam.
Trump.
It was Kanye.
Damn.
What?
Damn.
Kareem!
Fuck, I
damn
knew
it.
I should have gone with damn
two
you,
for two.
Jason, damn you.
That's right. You can give me that later.
That sounded like a
$5 later.
They're the same person. What?
Damn it.
I've not scored a point yet. I don't like this game.
I got one.
We got another chance. All
right.
Here we go.
Next time you're in town, please go fuck yourself. Diana.
Trump.
Kareem.
Trump.
Jason.
That is Yeezy all the way.
I'm going to go Kanye on this one, yeah.
You're all wrong. It's the Iron Sheik.
Oh, of course it is.
Fuck.
The Iron Sheik.
Of course it is.
Fucking Iron Sheik.
That's like this trademark is telling people to
go
fuck
themselves. Yes.
That's right.
I thought that was going to be the easy one.
I should have known better.
Please, no one text me or ask me for anything until Monday. Kareem.
Kanye.
Diana.
Kanye.
Sam.
The Sheik?
Jason.
No, that's Kanye. I read that.
It is Kanye.
Yes, I got a point.
Kareem's leading us by one. He's leading me by one.
Kareem
right
has none wrong, except for the one.
Yeah.
The one wrong.
The one that everyone got wrong.
All right. Lightweight was working hard last night. The problem is he's a choker. And once a choker, always a choker. Mr. Meltdown. Sam.
Trump.
Jason.
God damn it. It sounds like it could be the Sheik.
It sounds like wrestler terms.
But it hasn't been a Trump yet, so no. I'm going to say Trump.
No. Kareem. Diana.
No. I want to say the Sheik.
But is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm going to go with my final answer.
It is Donald Trump. I am sorry.
Fucking hell.
Oh, man.
I don't like this game anymore. I don't want to play ever again. That's bullshit.
No cookies for Diana.
God bless Maurice White of Earth, Wind, and Fire forever. I love you. Diana.
Kanye?
Jason.
I'm going to say Kanye.
Kareem.
Trump.
Damn it, Sam? I feel like the
Sheik.
Sam is correct. It is the what? Iron Sheik.
Wow, fuck you,
we
Sam.
Can't even trust you anymore, Kareem.
I did, to be fair, I did edit out a lot of the's to make it not as evident that it was the Iron Sheik.
He uses the
actual tweet from the Iron Sheik was God bless the Maurice White of the Earth, the Wind, and the Fire forever.
For
wait,
the
you can
ever.
Edit the tweets before we...
Well, I take out any specific references. Like if I took Marco Rubio out of the Trump tweet about Mr. Lightweight.
Yeah. All right.
But they are actual tweets. Here we go. Here's another one that let me see. Oh, we have three more. So you have three more chances.
Okay.
I am happy and free and proud and confident. I am not crazy. I'm free. Kareem.
Kanye.
Jason.
Kanye.
Diana.
Kanye.
Kanye.
That one is Kanye.
Talk of a bipolar person right there.
What is your definition of freedom? There is no true freedom without economic freedom. Diana.
I want to say Trump.
Sam.
For Trump to be talking about economic freedom just doesn't make sense to me, which makes me want to say...
Or does it? You can say whatever you like.
I'm going to go with...
just pick
I'm
one.
I'm going to go Kanye!
Okay, Jason.
Stab in the dark.
I feel like
the pressure's strong.
I feel like I should say Sheik, but I'm going to say Trump.
Kareem.
I think I'm going to go with Trump.
It is Kanye.
What?
Kanye is talking
stab
about
in the dark.
Fuck you, Sam.
And finally, what a great night. I love you, South Carolina, a special place with truly special people. Love.
Trump.
Diana?
I would say Trump.
Oh, no.
Jason?
I'm going to say it's Sheik.
Sam?
That was my second guess.
I'm going to go Kanye again.
It is Donald Trump.
Ah!
Donald Trump ended a tweet with love.
Wow.
So I didn't keep track. I believe Kareem did have bit of an edge in that one.
Yes, he did.
He did. So
what the rock is?
It was a little tough because Trump does a lot of tweeting just about politics now. So So it's a little harder to sift through it all. And the really extreme ones everybody sees from Kanye. So we'll pull that out every now and again.
Yeah, like that. So I think you and I might have tied.
I think we might have tied.
I had 4 points.
Okay, I wasn't keeping track, but I feel like we were about
son
that.
Son of a bitch!
Congratulations, you two meet in the middle.
Oh, it's a nice place to meet.
All right,
where they would meet too.
Right with our little penis tips.
Pink, pink.
It's like pink.
All right, so there's been a decision.
Inappropriate comment.
There's been a decision in the Aaron Andrews civil suit against the Nashville Marriott.
And now, the Nate Darling Show asks, what the hell were they thinking?
Jason? What the hell were you thinking there?
We're still trying to identify what noise it really would make. We're just trying them out.
Aaron Andrews claimed the hotel disclosed her room number to her stalker and allowed him to stay in the room next to hers, from which he was able to use a peephole to record her undressing. She was asking for $75 million in damages. The jury came back with a verdict awarding her $55 million. She still has lawsuits pending against two other hotels, and she claims gave her room number to her stalker. So, very interesting trial. One of the things that came out was that ESPN didn't believe her, that it was not a publicity stunt when it happened, because everybody was like, the Kim Kardashianing of America, that it was some publicity stunt, and how could you not know what was going on? They made her do a TV interview to talk about it before they would let her go back on ESPN.
Oh, wow.
They let her choose where she was going to go. And that's how she ended up on the Oprah Winfrey Show. And that was pretty traumatic. I mean,
well, at least they let her choose. That's some fucked up shit.
You have to go on TV and tell your story of how you were videotaped naked and how it made you feel before we'll let you go back and do your job. That was the most amazing thing to me about that. I mean, other than the fact that any weirdo can walk into a hotel and go, oh, I understand Diana Hong is staying with you. What room is she in? Oh, she's in room 233. Oh, great. Can I have the one next to it? Sure, sir. Here you go. What the fuck?
I thought that was like, you can't ask that kind of shit.
Well, apparently you did. That's how he got
especially
all the video.
Especially at some like place that she would be staying at. Usually they're like really good about.
Well, they weren't.
That's what surprises
point.
Me. See,
well, like, they were probably tipped a large stack of bennies.
So stalker's probably, yeah.
Well, he's in jail for what he did, but he was in the room next to her. And in fact, one of the ways he was able to do it is he could hear when the shower came on and went off. That's how he was able to tell when she might be naked.
Well, how often does a woman shower?
I don't know, in my dreams, or
they always are showering in my dreams.
No, she probably.
You're a dirty girl. You need to get cleaned up again.
Well, at least once a day, either at the beginning of the day or at the end. So there, and the videotape came out, and it was just very candid video. I was amazed that they were able to shoot it through a peephole. Yes, I did watch it. You watched it.
I didn't watch it.
I don't even know what this is.
Yeah.
I like how it skipped me, though. I did not watch it.
She's watched it probably before all of us.
No. I am a what's that?
You're not into voyeurism?
No, but also, like, I don't know. I'm doing really good since. No, I was having my girlfriend.
Oh,
that's
you're satisfied.
Yeah, I'm satisfied.
That's great.
Women are wired differently than guys, though.
But you weren't at the time that the video came out.
I didn't even know this was going on. I just saw the title of the article that was like, ESPN made her.
Yeah.
That's all I knew about this story. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know who Aaron
Andrew what kind is. Of self-centered asshole were you back then?
Well,
good one, obviously. I didn't know this was going on.
Yeah, you would have been like 19 when this was happening.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, this was a while ago now. Oh, she hasn't worked at ESPN in about 4 years.
It's been a while.
Yeah, 19, I was playing golf.
Did you definitely should have known.
Yeah, I should have.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I was watching Golf Channel, not ESPN.
Yeah, and she had really long fingers, so I know you would have really loved her.
I'm the one that has the long fingers in the relationship.
I don't know if that's really good bragging or not.
I just...
I know it's not.
For me, the thing that I have a little bit of a grasp, like not understand, like is... the employee that let this information out, like wanting to know more information, like, did this guy get paid extra? Did he do this on purpose, or was it just not people falling through a protocol or not having an exact protocol?
He asked for the room number. They didn't give him the room number. They pulled it up and he saw it on the screen.
Oh, so sloppy. It wasn't like they went and
but
stupid.
But still, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
especially when you're talking about somebody who is a public figure and who is known.
So if I was 19, what is that? 10 years ago? 11 years ago? Now I see how, like, that sloppy.
Wait, how old are you?
I'm turning 28 this year.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. What's 28 minus 19?
Nine.
Okay, so it's not 11 years ago.
No, I did the math backwards.
And you're Asian. You're a terrible Asian.
Obviously, I want to do stand-up comedy. I don't understand why anyone thinks I'm a good Asian.
I'm a kung fu master. And I'm gay. I was my teacher's calculator. I am a better Asian than you are.
It's true.
Everyone's a fucking better. The whole gay thing trumps the Asian card. I don't understand why people don't get that order.
Get out of the left lane, you stupid Asian bitch. I don't even know why you are there.
Okay, so you are a little bit Asian.
My driving skills are on point.
Peyton Manning was all smiles and tears at his retirement press conference. It was sad, right? At least until he was finally asked the question that everyone's been waiting for. Toward the end, USA Today's Lindsey Jones brought up a recently resurfaced allegations, which were made by a former Tennessee athletic trainer during Manning's college days. The question was framed very vaguely. It was, over the last few weeks, there's been a lot of talk about things that happened 20 years ago in your career or your life. What can you say about them now? And
first of all, this is a joyous day, and nothing can overtake from this day. I think it is sad that some people don't understand the truth and the facts. And I did not do.
And that's when ESPN cut away.
I was 19 years old.
So ESPN lost the feed right in the middle. NFL Network did not, though, oddly. So here's exactly what he did say. Come on, you're going to play.
So you think that was a convenient coincidence that they lost feed there?
There, if you're into conspiracy theories, yes.
Oh, I'm all about conspiracy theories.
Jason.
I question everything, bro.
I don't know, though.
Yeah, watch out for them chemtrails, bro.
The chemtrails. They're going to get you.
That's the cheap shot, dude. Everyone goes to chemtrail. I believe in a lot of conspiracies. I don't believe in the chemtrail thing. Come on.
Yeah, good. I just want to make sure you're not that
chemtrails
idiot.
Chemtrails is idiotic.
What's a chemtrails?
Oh, my God.
Those striped clouds that follow behind airplanes, and people believe that they're either seeding for weather purposes or they're dropping chemicals on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what's really weird is
never heard that.
You never know, because there can be somebody that someone you work with, for instance,
mm-hmm.
who just all of a sudden breaks that out, and they're like, how can you question that? and you're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
What just happened?
I have one friend in my feed that I'm still tolerating, but she posts some fucked up shit about chemtrails, about GMO food, like a bunch of shit. I'm like, bitch, you're getting close. You're one All Lives Matter post away from being deleted.
They do. All lives do matter, Jason, to some of us. I care about everyone. Hey, some breaking news here. It's not breaking news by the time you hear this. You'll know it.
Are we not playing it?
It didn't want to play.
Conspiracy theory.
Basically, what he said was there's no truth to it. He doesn't want to talk about what happened when he was 19, and there's no truth to the allegations. Mm-hmm. The breaking news, as we're recording the show, Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont will win Michigan's Democratic primary.
Bam.
Say that one more time here.
Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont will win Michigan's Democratic primary. That is according to a projection from CNN.
Hey, guys, guess what?
That's
I did
wishful
today.
Thinking, but because of my conspiracy theory, I'm convinced Hillary's going to win because she's part of the global elite.
Yeah.
But and Bernie's not. He's
but the
not
people
welcome.
Are rising.
They are rising, but they're not. Enough of the people still submit to the power at hand.
Well, to be fair, Hillary did win Mississippi, and God knows Mississippi is known for having a long history of really good decisions.
Wait, you guys, guess what I did today?
What did you do today?
I registered to vote.
All right. Hey. Vote or die, Diana. Vote or die.
Good job.
Vote or die.
And I also registered to become an organ donor.
There you go.
Oh, so, that's right. You went to the DMV today.
Yeah. I was productive. I was like there, and I was like, these are, you know, pretty big decisions.
Yeah, I did that last week.
Yeah, but you'll be dead, so does it really matter?
Thank God.
Do you
for
need
the
your organs?
I think there like might be a religious thing with my family.
But is there a religious thing with you?
Haven't they disowned
Maybe.
You already,
yeah,
though?
Yeah, like multiple times. But, you know, sometimes
unless they need a kidney. And yeah. then they're like, hold on. hold on.
That's why you always keep those relatives like at least one phone call and $100 away.
For me, I mean, I'm an organ donor, but I saw it on X-Files on the latest season, and I never thought of how hard it is when someone you love just dies before you, and they have to take them away so they can remove the organs. And you're sitting here like, give me a moment. No, they have to get the organs while they're fresh. And I'm like, that is kind
of
tough.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into it. And then I don't know. I guess like part of me is like, I didn't take care of my body that well. I don't want to give someone's hopes up and then be like, what the fuck, this bitch.
I got the short end of the stick, dude. This liver's busted.
That's pretty much how it would go down.
On the bright side, even though you may be donating a beater car, it's better than the beater car that they're driving now.
True. Hopefully. I don't know. And then, like, you know.
And just because this
through.
Is flabby doesn't mean that your organs are flabby.
No, I have fat
organ.
Tissue on my fat
your
tissue
organs
on my
are
liver.
Probably
well, yeah,
flabby.
Because you're an alcoholic. I'm
just
kidding.
No, that was fucked up because my. No,
she's
that's
a damn
true,
drunk. She has me to a meeting.
That's true because my daughter, the first time she saw my scan, she was like, oh, so you need to, like, really cut down on the fast food. And I was like, that's cute. I haven't eaten fast food in, like, 3 years.
See,
that was bad. But then I don't know, I'm a little spiritual too, where I'm like, it kind of like your heart and stuff, like certain things might, like the eyes especially, that like shit follows you. Like, what if that's your soul? Like, I don't know, you never know. So I was debating. To me, that was a big deal because I'm like, I realized that like helping someone else after I'm gone meant more than like anything that could have, I don't know, like the whole religious thing, because that was a thing for me.
So,
spirituality.
So let me ask you your spirituality this. Once they bury your eyes in a box underground after pumping your body full of formaldehyde.
No, we get cremated.
Okay, so once your eyes are burned to charcoal, how helpful are they really going to be?
I don't think it's the helpful thing is the fact that like everything is, I don't remember what, but I remember
all the elements are still together.
Yeah.
Everything that comprised your being is in one area.
Cause I know with my grandma, I remember when she died, it became, my dad's Buddhist. And so it,
oh, okay. That makes sense then.
Yeah. So they had to like wait a certain amount of days and like do all of this to like bury her.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like what my very like when I was a little kid, we went to Korea around like when I was like 6 years old. So that's like some of my first memories is like this whole religious aspect of death with Buddhism. So that was like kind of like a thing that I was like, maybe I do want that.
One of my friends gave her husband a kidney and he became more sensitive.
Well, was that because of the blood coursing through his veins, or was that because
part of
she
her
gave
him
a kidney?
Him.
I think it was the blood coursing through his veins.
Either way.
You're not an asshole anymore.
He was tearing up at a diaper commercial.
Oh, no.
See, that shit is connected. Like, in my organs, you guys will know who has my organs.
Because they'll be really bad at math.
Or they'll have stubby fingers.
Yes. Okay, my fingers!
I can't even work a calculator. It's a terrible thing. Hey, some sad news.
Thank you both.
From sad so news funny. From the Bering
I can't
Sea.
I can't do it.
One of the toughest captains on Deadliest Catch had to leave filming because he was experiencing chest pains. Sig Hansen from the Northwestern was determined to keep going, but the crew acted swiftly and insisted that they get to dock to get him help so that he wouldn't die in the wheelhouse.
The deadliest.
Yeah. So he's apparently doing very well. He got to the hospital, but he did have a pretty big heart attack. I was really surprised. The show's been on the air for, I believe, 11 years now. And he is 49 years old. And I would have sworn to you that dude was pushing 60.
Damn. Yeah.
It's a hard life, bro. Stuff's rough.
And
he just
smokes everything. And smokes and smokes.
Oh, that'll do it.
And not just that, like the rest of the year when they're like not on the boat, they're fucking part. They're drinking, sad, and smoking lots of cigarettes.
Sadness does age you quite a bit. And cigarettes. Oh, that's another thing. I quit cigarettes.
Oh, good for you.
Mostly shows.
Mostly.
Kinda. It's just like I quit cigarettes. Mostly.
But like if my anxiety is really bad before a show, then I'll have like a couple.
Yeah.
Which is not often.
Did you have a cigarette today?
No, no, only show times.
Did you have a cigarette yesterday?
No.
Okay, all right. Then, I mean, I'll say that you can say it.
Oh, thanks.
So will you be having a cigarette outside of Juke Joint Friday?
There might, maybe. I'm like really, I'm super excited, and sometimes my excitement energy just turns into like anxiety, like nervous energy, because I'm like really excited for it, because I'm doing a really long set, and I've been like, I have some jokes that I've been wanting to do, but they're only good for like a longer set because the setup's a lot longer. So I'm like, I finally get to show these off.
Be careful when you smoke outside in Oak Park. I heard that you can't smoke outside in Oak Park anymore.
Because of the white people?
Yeah.
Yes.
Fucking white people. What if I get a vape pen? Is that okay for the white people?
Kill
that...
the white people.
I fucking hate white people.
I'm kill just kidding. The white people. Anyway.
Do you know how white that corner has gotten?
It has. The brewing company. But they do. So you got. They do have food.
So you they have a brewing company.
A nursery.
A plant nursery.
Right.
A fucking floating tank.
Nice.
And a vegan
$8 smoothie.
Oh,
a restaurant, or what is that thing called? I forgot what it's called. It's like a
vegan takeout place.
Vegan takeout place, yeah. Like all like in the same. Block.
Feel the gentrification.
Yeah. Oh, yes, at least the fish restaurant's still right. Right? Isn't that a fish restaurant? Right.
So it's a little further up.
Yeah, a yeah. little bit.
But that little section. Oh, and then there's like a really expensive clothing store.
Oh man, like I hate those.
Block up.
I hate those expensive clothes.
Does it have the word boutique in the name? Because I hate that word.
It's close.
This is a boutique, so we're gonna charge you.
It is
300% more. Than yeah.
I really like your jacket.
Thank you.
And then the display store.
I'm trying to plug your fucking show. next Friday at the Brick House Art Gallery.
Brick House. So yeah, so Juke Joint Friday's next Friday at the Brick House Art Gallery. And white people, you can come because you'll be safe because there'll be a lot of you guys in the neighborhood.
That's right.
That is actually comforting.
What? The police will be across the street at the brewing company
keeping
having a beer.
Eye. Yeah, right.
Yep, plenty of hipsters. So that's next Friday. If I want to get tickets in advance, it's...
On Eventbrite, it's $10 in advance, $15 at the door. It'll be Diana.
Hey.
And... Alaia Shabazz will be singing, and then you'll have the musical experience of the Spacewalker.
Mm.
It's going to be a dope show.
You should go.
Dope lineup.
You should go, Dan.
I'm thinking about going.
Oh, and we're going to do a tribute to Cynthia Robinson of Sly and the Family Stones.
Oh, nice. That sounds excellent. So go and check that out next Friday at the Brick House Art Gallery in Oak Park.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
All right, first up in Cool or Tool, Aaron Andrews. Jason?
Oh, well, I like to compare Aaron Andrews to a nice, like, malted shake. Very cool.
Kareem?
She's overrated, but she's cool.
Diana?
I'm going to go in this specific case cool.
Sam?
Do I have to vote at all?
Yes.
This is one of those things, like, if I was the guy working there, and so I wouldn't have been dumb enough to give anyone's information out, but I sure as hell wouldn't have known who she was. I wouldn't have known she was famous.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the hell of picking, I'm going to go ahead and say Tool, just so I'm on the other, get a little variety in there.
What? Okay, what the fuck? What do you mean? What do you mean?
I didn't touch anything.
Tool, like what part of her is Tool?
I think Diana's grandma just set that off.
My setup was simply, I don't even know anything about her, and so for the sake of having variety in our vote.
But she was violated.
This has nothing to do with her.
Don't
you know the rules of Cool or Tool?
It's all about her.
No! Nate, I've asked about the rules
of
Cool or Tool.
What are the rules
of
Cool
or Tool? You don't have to vote based on... the article read. You can just vote based on her name. You can vote on the based on.
Okay, I understand now.
You can just say Tool because
I feel very bad for what happened to her.
She
I'm gonna vote Tool.
That she is a marginally talented sportscaster who has gotten everywhere on her looks, and then when someone took advantage of that, it became a big deal, and now she's on Dancing with the Stars and is a bigger star than ever.
She's like the Kim Kardashian of the sports center.
Though unintentional.
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 She's an unintentional.
I guess I just feel worse for her, even though she did it. I get it though, because she needed a job. The whole ESPN thing really just kind of upsets me.
That is some bullshit.
That's some bullshit.
I'm gonna retract my vote.
That's fine.
For the sake of this,
it's Woman Improvement Day, Sam.
That's right. That was Wednesday. Up next in Cooler Tool, Peyton Manning, Kareem,
Tool,
Diana,
Tool,
Sam.
Another person I really don't give a fuck about, but I'm not going to
attack you.
Jason.
This one. Peyton Manning is my dad in his garage had this one tool that had a little like grabber at the very end of it, and like you could stick
about.
It down into like the little deepest parts
you
of the
dropped
car.
A screw and
yeah,
got
you
it.
Could you could pick it up. So he is a very like specific utilized type of tool.
He's got a good reach and he can grab some ball.
That's
out of your mouth from
from your mouths to the ears over at Faces
or Mangoes
or any of the places over there. Peyton Manning, you know, for all of his good points, he's still a tool.
If only
for those fucking Nationwide commercials. Fuck right off. And associating with that fuck Papa John.
Fuck him.
Toodaloo ass. And finally in Cooler Tool, crabs. Diana, crabs.
I really like the food. The food kind. The sea animal. Not those. Okay, let me specify.
Inappropriate comment.
You can enjoy crabs.
The ones that go in your no-no bits and make that uncomfortable are Tool. The ones that you eat at a restaurant.
You think a lesbian
that's gross.
You could enjoy the other crabs because it forces to shave. You have to shave your no-no bits, right?
I'm not going to force
the
anyone
fuck,
to shave. What?
Inappropriate comment.
Sam,
am I wrong?
No, yes.
You got
oh,
crabs.
No, you didn't.
The doctor will tell you to shave.
Who gives a fuck? You got crabs, bro.
You like, shave.
But you got crabs, bro.
This would be okay if you were
the lesbian worldview perhaps would enjoy a little
shaving. What a straight male worldview enjoy that.
A straight male who wears lesbian clothes.
Oh my
would
God.
You enjoy? Would you be like, hey,
Samuel
baby,
Platt,
you shave.
I swear to God.
Hey.
I swear. Jesus. Jesus, Joseph, and Mary. Christ, you motherfucker. Jeez, what the fuck?
I'm trying to see the silver line.
No, bro. Yeah, get the playbook. Try to figure it out, Holmes. Holy shit.
Did you smoke while you were gone?
Like, you're on some of that sherm.
No, you know what it was? When I was working on my car, I got a lot of that brake cleaner absorbed into my skin and also in my lungs.
That'll do it, yeah.
I might have done it.
That'll do it.
Fucking A, man.
For the record, Sam's not a medically trained professional, so don't listen to anything he says. Just because you shave does not mean that place is like clear.
Okay. All right.
Well,
you might still be.
You know, he is correct though. It is clear of crabs because they need a place to live, and they live on the hair. Yeah. So if there's no hair down there, they got no place to live. They're homeless.
They're homeless.
But you can't just like shave and then like go right down. Like
no, you're not ready to go.
No.
Yeah, no, he knows all about it.
I'm a pro.
He's a pro. No.
There you go.
I've been there. It's not true.
You know what? Fuck it. We're not going to vote on crabs.
I want to vote on crabs. They get my chance to vote
on
crabs.
Okay, Jason, go ahead. Crabs.
Crabs? Crabs are like...
I'm leaving this with y'all.
Crabs are like the ice hockey rink. Like, you know, they're cool.
Yeah, baby.
Sam, you wanna answer the question?
Crab meat is one of my favorite things, but it takes so much fucking work to get to it, and for that reason, I'll say tool.
Kareem, you want to weigh in?
I'm not even messing with it.
Gonna leave it to the white people.
What the fuck? And the Asian? Just the white people?
Honorary the white.
Well, you about it.
You said that you're lesbianism.
But that makes me white just because
look, you're being upgraded. Just take it.
Take the upgrade.
Are we listening to a disco mariachi?
Take the
song?
Upgrade. That's the match game theme.
It's match game theme.
Oh.
It's time to match the stars.
I love it.
Hey.
All right, that's gonna do it for Cooler Tool. Hey, everybody, Thank you for shopping Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. It's really awesome that you're doing that. And if you're not already, please, for the fucking love of God, you're listening to this show. It's free. When you're shopping on Amazon, go to NateDarlingShow.com first. Click the Shop Amazon tab and then do what you're going to do anyway. It helps out the show. It doesn't cost you anything extra. And you can even click the fucking thing and bookmark it. Make it your homepage. Do whatever you want. Just help us out. That's the only way. We're giving you a free show. Two free shows a week. Come on.
You know, this is a chance to be a better person. You know, just go that extra mile for someone.
Mm-hmm. Or be selfish and get yourself something.
Yes. Yes. You get to be selfish and feel good about it.
And still help.
Selfish. Yeah.
Yeah, even if you're a selfish prick, you can help us out by clicking through this Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com.
Subliminal messages brought to you by Jason Casey.
It's true. And Turtle Wax. All right. It's a 70s joke. So I mentioned that Bernie Sanders was going to be winning in Michigan, which is good news for people who support Bernie Sanders. Hold on, my browser has crashed here. God damn it. Oh, the internet.
It's heavenly. Ooh.
Oh, yeah, look at that. It's all fucked up now.
It's like angels strumming a harp.
It's all fucked up now.
What just happened?
Yo.
Okay, hold on. There
it is. A free flow to this fat beat.
What happened? What? I don't know. My computer is just shitting the bed now. You know, there's a reason why people like Macs better than Windows machines. This is one of the reasons why. All right, hold on. I've got to talk amongst yourselves for a second. I need to do a full reboot of this whole thing.
We're done with the crabs thing.
The crabs thing is done.
Lobster, on the other hand, is a lot easier. You got the tail. You just get there's all that meat right there. You don't have to go.
Have you ever been to what's that?
The boiling crab.
Oh, have you been there?
I don't even know where that is.
Oh, there's one in Southside. I wasn't thinking about that, but that place. Have you been?
I haven't been there. I've been to one in
San Jose.
No, in. In San Diego.
Oh, how was their crab there? I've only had the shrimp at Boiling Crab.
Nope.
Okay. You only had the shrimp at Boiling Crab?
Yeah.
That's like going to a Pizza Hut and ordering the hamburger.
They don't have hamburger.
I know. I'm trying to think of another comparison. There's not really one like it.
You didn't do that well, dude.
No.
It goes to my rule, which is if there's a name of a food in the restaurant's name, that's what
you
order.
The price range at the time. So
I understand that.
But it's so funny because like now that you say it, like it is in the Asian area of the town. Like
it's in the ghetto.
Is that in the little Singapore or whatever that place is called?
What, in San Diego?
In South Sac.
I don't know. I'm not talking about South Sac.
Oh.
I'm talking about the one in San Diego.
In San Jose, it's like that, too.
It's just, I think it's just one of those things that, it's like,
it's Asian, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like the Bumblebee one, the Bobies or whatever.
Oh, Jollibee?
Jollibee.
Mm-hmm. I had no idea. I thought Jollibee was a bear, and I was like, I don't get it. I was like, well, I don't understand the mascot. Yeah, the one with the little bear outside, and they're like, you mean the bee? I'm like, I don't. Is that what they call it, Jollibee?
Imagine that.
My first thing, I'm really special.
But no, it's so weird though, because like you go to Jollibee and they have chicken and hot dogs and
it's
like
poor.
Sounds like Jack in the Box.
Because it's Filipino food and they're like a poor second world.
It's peasant food though.
They have Vienna sausages.
There, and I love Vienna sausages.
No, I love it. That's like I love
fucking
that
phone died. God damn it!
Oh, no.
My computer crashed. Your phone died.
This is like the triangle of the.
I blame you. You know what
technology.
You did? You summoned your dead grandma. That's what's happened here.
She was mad at me before she died. This is awkward.
And she's clearly terrible with technology. Is what's happened.
So awkward.
terrible.
Wait,
with technology.
No. The waterfall buffet. Was it Red Hawk? The Wind River. The casino up north.
The one near Redding. Wind River.
Wind River. They have a buffet there.
Now you're talking.
Yeah.
All you can eat.
Oh, so you've never been there?
No, but when I lived in Truckee, my dad, every now and then, when the bank was okay. He would take the family to all-you-can-eat lobster day at Boomtown Casino.
Oh, I remember that. You know, one time we got one,
those were the
there
good
was like a cockroach in it. Oh. And ever since then, I've been scared to eat lobster.
Yeah.
But I remember those days, Boomtown. But there's on Friday, they have like a seafood. It's their seafood thing. And then Saturday is like their prime rib thing.
I don't trust all you can eat seafood right. buffets.
Like, I feel like you're raining on my parade.
I'm sorry.
But when you're poor, you take what you get.
No, like I steer clear of that.
So do you recommend going to boiling crab instead of like, because right now on the budget, I could fit like a nice place like once a month.
How about this? Right. Just get the Scott's seafood is probably like, if you can afford a nice seafood restaurant like that, that's probably one of the nicer ones.
But I eat a lot.
I'm sure they give good portions there.
No,
I've never been to Scott's.
When I say I eat a lot, like I can fuck up some seafood.
Don't go to Joe's Crab Shack.
Living in South Sac now.
I can fuck up some seafood.
Like Cheryl, we were at Vegas and we were at a buffet and I got like, you know, they have the shrimp, right?
Yeah, you just got
a whole plate and another plate later, and she just looks at me, she's like, I've never seen a person consume so much shrimp, and I'm just like, I like understand your concern, but I haven't been able to do this in a while and I don't know when I can do this again. So I'm gonna fuck up some shrimp.
I just worry about eating seafood.
Said you had a girlfriend now. Oh, that's right, y'all live together. Never mind.
Here's the thing: if it was a seafood buffet that was like in San Francisco or like near the water, then I'd be down. But like when it's out in Redding, like in inland, and or if it's in Vegas, like I don't know, man. I like
it's
eating.
Like, it's not fresh.
Eating
yeah.
seafood in the desert, bro.
I get it, but. I also, with the place where I work, had to film an interview at a sushi place in the Atlantis Casino in Reno. And apparently, their sushi is flown in fresh, like comes from San Francisco, and they fly it in same day and cook it that same day. So I know.
See, yeah, that would make sense. If there's a high demand, there's like a turnover. That's really quick.
I just, but how expensive are you? Like. You know what I mean? Like, or is it being
it's
just
costly?
Well, it's
costly.
At a casino, so right. that's already
yeah. So fuck it.
Yeah, I hear you.
I don't know, man.
You know?
I don't know. I'm just craving seafood.
I'd rather
right
go
now.
To a little Japanese village on the water and eat there.
Yeah, save up for like 10 years, buy a ticket to Japan.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Oh,
some rural
they did this Netflix
on
thing on a chef in Japan.
Yeah, Hiro Dreams of Sushi, Euro. Dreams of Sushi.
No, that wasn't the name of the one I was talking about. Was it about the guy that does like he has like the best sushi restaurant?
Yeah, and he's been generations. Yeah.
No, and, but it's not generation. It's like him
and his son. His son is there also, but his son like he still does it every day. Goes his son sometimes does it for him now, and they, he goes to the because he's so old. He's like in his like late 80s.
Okay, maybe it is the same one, like, but they like change the menu every day too. Cause
yes,
it's like,
yeah, because he buys it fresh every morning. Yeah.
I've seen the documentary.
Is it called Hero Dreams? I thought it was something else.
Yeah, it's Hero. Yeah. It's J-I-R-O Dreams of Sushi.
Oh, I didn't see the...
You're thinking of General Tso's.
No, no, I saw
that's
that
a good
one
movie too.
Yeah. No, I didn't see Dreams of Sushi at the bottom. I just remember the Hero, Zero, whatever, because that was in big letters. And then Dreams of Sushi. You're asking me to see the whole thing. That's
I'm
not
so
enough.
Fucking hungry now.
No, it's all a right. It's a good movie.
All right,
it's
let's really move good. On before Sam starts growling audibly.
It's growling.
Explain his delirium.
So yeah. in the last Democratic debate, there was a little exchange between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. Now take a listen to this and let me know, is this sexist? Because it's being called sexist by a few people.
Bailout.
There we go.
In January of 2009, President-elect Obama asked everybody in the Congress to vote for the bailout. The money was there and had to be released in order to save the American auto industry and 4 million jobs and to begin the restructuring. We just had the best year that the auto industry has had in a long time. I voted to save the auto industry. He voted against the money that ended up saving the auto industry. Oh. I think that is a pretty big difference.
Well, if you are talking about the Wall Street bailout, where some of your friends destroyed this economy.
You know.
Oh, excuse me, I'm talking.
Let him sprung.
If you're going to talk, tell the whole story, Senator
Let
Sanders.
Me tell my story, you tell yours.
I will.
Your story is for voting for every disastrous trade agreement and voting for corporate America. Did I vote?
So.
At what point was there six of them?
Well, because he interrupted her.
Which is common in every political debate.
And he was patronizing toward her. I'm just going by the story here.
I'm trying to figure out where the sexism happened.
Well, then you're part of the patriarchal society.
Because then, this is the thing, is actually she finished her point, then he started talking his point, then she interrupted him. It's politics. No, it's how they play.
Exactly. She had finished her comment, and it was his turn to respond to it.
I feel like that he would have said that to any other candidate.
Exactly. Yeah, no, he would have.
I was waiting for the sexist thing to happen. Wait a minute. Okay.
No, he would have done that.
I feel gypped. Where's the goddamn sexism? I want it.
Exactly. Holy shit. Sam, be careful, man. You're gonna knock that fucking TV over, bro. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Jesus, crazy. It's so crazy. He's like. And just like he's like
very animated.
You got him excited when you talk about touching his hips.
Well, the headline to the article was, "It's now sexist to ask Hillary Clinton not to interrupt during a debate."
And not only that, like the thing is that she was completely wrong with her facts in the first place. Mm-hmm. Like,
yes,
like what she was saying was she was twisting facts around,
using a little half truth here.
It was completely like when she voted for it, it had nothing to do to support the auto industry. It was not supporting the auto industry at all.
Right.
It was just the Wall Street.
Well,
bailout.
In fact, Bernie did vote for the bailout of the auto industry. So there's been quite a few times when she's just flat out lied, and now she's lost Michigan. Ha ha ha.
Oh yeah. Detroit what? Detroit what?
Michigan?
Detroit what indeed. All right. You know, we rarely do this, but I think now it's time because it's appropriate to play this specifically for this story. So get ready.
The Nate Darling Show keeps it 100 with Black Guy News.
Cam Chancellor, who is a safety for the Seattle Seahawks, tried to buy a gym, a place where people work out. And he got the cops called in.
Fuck, man.
He had a friendly chat with police officers after they were called by gym employees to investigate some men they believed were trying to gain entry to the closed building, but he just wanted to buy the place. It was a misunderstanding, and the Redmond, Washington PD's public information officer told Deadspin over the phone the gym is permanently closed, and Chancellor, who runs fitness boot camps for women, went to get more information. Now, despite the building being closed, there were two young female employees inside, and Chancellor and his four friends rattled the windows to get their attention. He said he was just looking to get a phone number for the business owner. From the police statement, at 4:25 p.m., Redmond Police Dispatch received a 911 call from a local gym. Two female employees were inside the closed facility alone and reported that five adults were outside their facility. Some were pounding on the door and looking in the windows with cameras as if they were trying to gain entry. The employees reported they weren't exactly sure what was going on, but the individuals did not appear to be leaving, even though the gym was closed for business. The public information officer said police instruct local businesses to err on the side of calling 911 when they're unsure, said our officers got there. They had a great interaction with Cam and four other guys. Super positive, super nice guy. We didn't even do a police report. Cam tweeted, funniest thing just happened to me in Redmond. I went to go get info on a gym that was closed, and two ladies called the cops on me. They told the cops I was trying to rob the place because I was looking into the glass and asking for help. I took a picture of the two employees. Good things the cops know I'm a good guy, and stealing isn't in my blood. I work for everything I get. No, I wasn't mad because all I wanted was a number to call, and they waved me off like a fly without answering me. I guess I won't put a gym in Redmond then. I'm not qualified. I want to post her face so bad on the phone looking disgusted. And that is Black Guy News.
Yes.
Even Kareem can get behind that Black Guy News.
Y'all hadn't heard the story?
I heard it.
No.
I saw the title of it, but
yeah,
I didn't
see
it.
There's like a 911 tape and everything.
Yeah, I have
do
not
the
heard.
Girls sound like hysterical. And
no, they sounded stupid.
Yeah,
right.
They sounded fucking. So, and the crazy thing, the 911 operator only asked her, "What did the black guy look like?" So, what did the blacks look like? So there were three black guys, two black guys and a black woman, And then there was a white guy and a white woman. And so they were all together looking at this building. So she said, oh, well, there's some, one of the chicks said, well, there's some people on drugs around here sometimes. Like, they look like bad news. But they got out of the SUV.
And they were, they couldn't have been dressed, like, they were probably not wearing, like, gym wear.
Oh, no, they might, well, they might have been.
They might have been wearing gym wear, but yeah, still, you know.
But they're, no, they're doing a real estate transaction.
They look like bad news for offenses is what they look like.
Yeah, they look like bad news. They're bad, they're up to something. It was like, okay, so then they said, oh, do they have a weapon? She was like, no, they have cameras taking pictures. Like, what the fuck?
So all's well that ends well, and
at least the police were halfway smart about it.
Well, and you know, here's the thing: they might have recognized him because Seahawks players in the Seattle area all very recognizable.
Yeah,
so they probably did recognize him. They went out and go, "Oh, hey, it's Cam Chancellor. What are you doing here?"
Yeah. Well, by the time the police got there, he had already left.
Oh, okay.
So the police probably ran his tags before they pulled him over and found out who it was. So that's, yeah, and the police did handle it right in that aspect. But it's like, really? You called the cops because somebody was trying to ask you a question?
So that's, see, the good news is the cops acted appropriately.
Yes, the good news.
So there is a silver lining to that little cloud. So
the bad news for that those two chicks is they will be out of a job permanently.
Well, yeah, they were out of a job. They might have had a job, but nope, not anymore. Maybe they can move to the other corner of the United States where sort of nonsense goes on the regular. It's time for this.
From goofballs to gators, here's Florida Corner.
Girl Scout Cookie Edition.
Aw, shit.
Tis the season.
What? Time to get your caramel delights on.
A brother-sister duo is jailed on felony robbery charges in connection with the theft of a cash box from a Girl Scout.
Oh, damn.
Who was selling cookies outside a Walmart in Florida.
Ah, it's so fun.
You know, she's making a ton of money, too.
Nicholas DeBrug, who's 20, and Ashley Winters, 25, were collared and booked into the Volusia County Jail. DeBrug was locked up on $150,000 bond, charged with robbery by sudden snatching, which is a felony, and petty theft. Winters faces similar criminal counts and is being held in lieu of $50,000 bond. According to the police, the siblings ripped off Lacey Lee, who's 12, while she was outside of the Walmart in Deltona on a Sunday afternoon. The child told the cops that a man and a woman approached her table and that the female kept asking questions about the cookies. The man kept staring at the cash box, which held about $200. After spending 30 minutes inside Walmart, the duo exited the store because of the male suspect's prior suspicious actions. Lee held on to the metal cash box, the 12-year-old, by the way, but the man wrestled the box from her and ran off with the cookie sale proceeds, making his getaway in a car driven by his female cohort. After distributing surveillance images of the suspects, investigators quickly identified them as the alleged cookie monsters, in addition to the duo's grandfather identifying them as the individuals in the surveillance images. They got fingered by grandpa, which is a category.
Oh, man.
That explains a lot. That's why they're still in Girl Scout.
Yeah, the fact that they're getting fingered by their grandfather sucks.
In a lot of ways. Also in Florida, police are hunting for a man who swiped the money box of a Girl Scout. Oh, you know what? That's the same one. Sorry.
I was going to say again?
Yeah, it's the same one.
God.
That's funny, it. So that's Florida Corner.
Man, what the fuck's up? I mean, like, Jesus Christ. Like,
stealing candy from a baby.
I mean, like, that's like, I mean, like, I hope that chick, I hope the girl, the 12-year-old, gets a special badge for, like, trying to hold on to the, like, she gets, defending your cash.
Victim badge is what she's getting. She's getting a victim badge.
No, but she wasn't. She wasn't
the
victim.
She was not the victim. She played, like, yo, I'm going to handle my shit.
She tried to hold on to it until a man that was way bigger than her wrestled it out of her arms. Like, she was like, out of my...
Let's find out. If she hasn't got a badge, we should create one for her. I bet we can make an online.
I'm lucky I didn't get stabbed badge.
Just don't call him the victim badge.
Yeah. Meanwhile, just north of there in Florida, a man dressed as a clown locked himself in the bathroom of a Georgia Waffle House after smoking meth at the restaurant's counter.
Oh, wow.
I can't wait to do that.
Well, I mean, what are you going to do at 4 a.m. on a Tuesday?
So he had a duffel bag full of clown gear?
No, no, no. He was dressed as a clown.
He's already dressed
as a clown. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, of course.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Oh, shit.
What Come the fuck,
I thought, he, I thought it was saying he was went to the bathroom to get dressed in his clown outfit.
No.
That's a lot of thinking for someone who smokes meth on a counter.
Let me repeat this for you real slow, exactly as I did before.
Okay.
A man dressed as a clown locked himself in the bathroom of a Georgia Waffle House after smoking methamphetamine at the counter.
Not a man
I heard
went
a man dressed himself as a clown.
No, he was dressed as a clown, smoking meth at the counter.
ED.
And
what
then
dressed?
He went into the bathroom.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that's what I heard in my head.
What did you smoke today?
I don't know, dude.
You know, after so many times
it's
of being
chemicals.
Asked that, it goes from like, oh, that's funny, legit concern.
I would just like to get Sam really high and see if he gets really
hungry.
If he gets really
When's
smart.
When's the last time you
no.
smoked?
I have been
it's
having insomnia. I've been having trouble sleeping.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's true. I just got a bottle of GABA, which is supposed to help you sleep good.
You get some indica.
Yo GABA GABA.
Yo GABA GABA.
Get some of the perps.
Get a bottle of Yo GABA GABA.
Does that help?
Cadillac Purple, yeah.
I'll look that up.
Mm-hmm.
Get some indica.
Anyway.
Not that I know anything about that stuff.
Anyway, police were summoned to the Athens eatery by a Waffle House worker who reported the man wearing a clown suit, was smoking methamphetamine inside. After they removed him from the bathroom, they searched his book bag, turned up marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
It's always the gateway drug, Jason. Mm. A jar of mushrooms, LSD, a digital scale, rolling papers, and a smoking bowl with pot residue. Aha!
Oh, he was the party central.
Yeah.
He was his own party city is what he was. So that's what's going
that's
on.
That's the clown that I want at my next
birthday party.
Holy shit, man.
Methy the clown.
Methy the clown.
Somebody invite that clown to the party.
I know, right? Like, hey, I know that it might seem a little odd, but I'd like you to get me a clown for my birthday this year.
I have one particular clown in
just,
mind.
There's just one certain one. No. Might have to post his bail. Oh my god, that sounds like also sounds like it could be an episode of American Horror Story.
Oh,
definitely.
Oh, Methy, you did it again. Where'd that clown go? He's not done here yet.
He's in the barn smoking crack.
The Waffle House. Yeah. God help me if I'm ever in a Waffle House at 4 a.m.
Oh my, I can't wait.
Hey,
Waffle
House is delicious at 4 a.m.
Where else would you want to be at 4 a.m.?
Asleep?
Yeah.
Besides that.
Yeah, next to my wife in bed.
Mm-hmm. Not all of us are that lucky,
naked.
Jason.
No, I heard that you're pretty lucky like that lately.
Yeah.
So don't.
There I
you
know.
Go. Maybe,
oh, if only I could afford the ring. I
you know, if you're awake at 4 a.m., on top of your wife is a good thing, too.
Yeah, without a doubt.
That is even better.
Well, if she's awake, too.
Not specifically your wife. That's not what I'm saying. It's the royal.
You might have one of those very open relationships.
I don't know. I haven't seen her yet. Let me see.
You should. You should check her out. She's gorgeous. She's beautiful.
It's true.
Any man be lucky to roll on top of her.
Oh,
that's so romantic.
Is that an offer?
Roll on top of her? That sounds uncomfortable.
Yeah, just
sort of roll on top. That's how you have sex, right? You just roll. You steamroll over somebody.
And roll back
like,
and forth.
Hope that something gets in. Like, I don't know. I never had
Wait,
sex.
I think something happened.
It went all over your side of your leg.
This is why sex with boys is gross.
I agree. Sex with boys is gross, Diana. None of us want that.
Yeah, except Sam, possibly sometimes.
Well, maybe. You know, you never know. I mean, we're just not judging. I mean, whatever.
Remember, Sam will love you.
I know.
Peach fuzz.
You're so good.
Hey!
All right, let's do this.
And now, the Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
It's time to travel to the North Country of New York, Plattsburgh, for a little bit of speak out.
Oh, yeah.
It's you, Butterberg.
Yeah, that's my people, yo, the Plattsburg.
Enrollment down at PSUC and tuition continues to soar. It amazes me that with this in mind, at any given time, there are multi-million dollar construction projects going on campus?
Huh. Yeah, like, it's not like there's a budget that has separate areas for money to be used in.
Hey, shame on those local businesses who distribute Planned Parenthood safe sex kits containing condoms, lubricant, and literature. College students and young adults are sufficiently informed. They don't need the Planned Parenthood freebies. So what exactly are these local businesses promoting? Condoms for kitties?
For little tiny furry creatures that purr?
Mm-hmm.
Robbie's first rubbers. Anyway. Startup New York is a laugh. The commercials actually make the state look good. But if you owned a business and could locate in any state in the nation, would you locate in New York?
Didn't we do that today?
What?
Oh, yeah. We were talking about Staten Island earlier.
Oh, yeah.
We
were talking about Staten Island. Yeah. Because yeah. I'm not a bum. I'm from Staten Island and I'm not a bum.
Not a bum.
Oh, please. So, just so that we know what they're talking about, let's take a look.
The new New York is open. Open to innovation. Open to ambition. Open to bold ideas. That's why New York has a new plan. Dozens of tax-free zones all across the state. Move here, expand here, or start a new business here and pay no taxes for 10 years. We're New York. If there's something that creates more jobs and grows more businesses, we're open to it. Start a tax-free business at startupny.com.
There you go. No taxes in New York.
Yeah, for the next 10 years, I think, right?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
That's what it said, Sam.
It's fantastic.
The next letter to speak up, Vermont. What a mixed up state. Constantly advertising evils of smoking cigarettes, but now they're about to legalize pot? Don't smoke those cigarettes. Smoke dope instead. Are you listening, kids? This message brought to you by Jason Kasem. It is so sad that during the recent winter break that the ice rink located at the Rouse's Point Civic Center wasn't made available for students to enjoy.
That is a shame.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if they weren't building those buildings at the university, they'd have more money to do that.
And finally, drivers beware. There's a dangerous accident waiting to happen between West Plattsburgh and Katyville. Some dangerous trees are leaning really bad toward the road. With the ground saturated with water and high winds we've had, it's a matter of time. Drivers, be careful!
Wait.
There's really not a lot you can do when you see that tree falling. Not much you can do.
Wait.
Yes?
What? There's no sidewalk.
Where's the sidewalk speak
where's
at?
Where's the sidewalk?
There was no sidewalk.
What the fuck,
there
man?
There's something wrong here.
No sidewalk stuff. Sorry.
Is it just not that cold over there?
Oh, no, it's still plenty cold.
So, to all the people at home playing the sidewalk talk drinking game.
No drinking.
Sorry,
guys. You're gonna
what a letdown.
Yeah,
it's a sober night for you. Sober night.
Nothing for you, but we gave you bonus condoms and literature.
Yeah, pick them up at Nate's house.
Condoms, lube, and literature.
In fact, I'm going to need mine before I leave, Nate.
Which one? Condoms, lube, or literature?
A little bit of each.
Mm. How about some lubricated condoms be good for you?
Just a little bit.
Lubricated literature.
All right.
I like the lubricated literature.
It's an alliteration. Everyone loves alliterations.
It's important to do that. Oh, we can't play the current song. Of course we can't. Why would we be able to play the current song? God damn it.
Well, that's some fucking bullshit.
It is. It's some fucking bullshit. I cannot even begin to tell you.
I'm going
to
punch your fucking computer right in the face.
I'm getting very close.
I feel
close
like
here.
Shit is getting escalated
I'm
very
gonna
quickly.
Break you, you stupid computer. I will break you.
That's why you need to go and shop Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com.
Why don't you just do that, people, so Nate can get a computer that works, you son of a bitches.
free me from this.
You son of a bitches. That's which, my new favorite phrase.
That we appreciate very much.
Sons of bitches.
Oh, you know what it is? It apparently is a Spotify issue that won't.
Oh, you fucking Spotify.
Yeah, Spotify is like, no, I'm not going to play it for you.
I'm sorry, Spotify.
Don't apologize to
the
them.
Spotify or the people that you just called sons of bitches?
I was calling the computer sons of bitches.
And, the singular computer and sons,
one
the plural.
Son of a
singular
bitches
computer.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be all like using good, smart words.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to use all good, smart words.
I'm pretty sure that's like a direct Donald Trump quote.
It was actually an Olivia quote from The Bachelor this season.
Nice.
Oh, God.
Thank you, President Trump.
So who do you vote for? Is it over, or is there still one more episode?
There's one last episode.
Two girls left?
Yeah, there's two girls left.
Who do you vote for?
The one that went to played soccer and stuff like that with him.
JoJo?
Yeah, is that...
I'm Team JoJo for days, bro.
Yeah, JoJo's pretty dope.
Mm-hmm. She's gorgeous, and she makes him come alive.
Yeah.
Can anyone else see it?
And she seemed so genuine when she was playing with the kids at after school sports and stuff like that. Like, I was like, she's pretty real. Like, I think she's cool.
What about this other bitch?
This other bitch is just a bitch.
The other bitch is just like run-of-the-mill, cliche, standard, and, you know, he's like, yeah, you can be my cookie-cutter wife and we'll be cool, you know.
He said that?
No, but that's basically what he was saying without saying it.
Yeah, the other girl was like, for real, though. But he said he loved both of them, so it's going to be a
What an idiot.
It's going to be a crazy episode.
What a fucking ass. You don't just
you can catch
I
it next you Monday. You can say it next Monday at 8 p.m. Pacific time.
You know I'll be watching.
My wife is. I watch by proxy.
That's it. Hey, by the way, if you have Netflix and you want to laugh like a motherfucker, go ahead and watch the John Mulaney special.
Oh, that was so funny. That's so good.
What I just
really?
Said.
Really? Is it that good?
It's really. I really like John Mulaney.
Did I not just say laugh like a motherfucker? And did Diana not just almost jump out of her chair?
Yeah, but I mean, like, that wasn't enough for me to really think that, like, it's true. Because, like, there's a lot of good stuff on Netflix these days. Like, and do I really want to watch that, though?
Yeah. He was surprisingly funny.
Hey, go watch some libertard thing. Be that way.
What would be my libertard thing?
Explore your white guilt. Watch Orange is the New Black.
Or Dope. Okay, Dope just got released.
That's really
Dope.
Good. I don't
Yeah, movie Dope. It's about it coming of age. Oh, you know what I watched the other day that was awesome? The talking about white guilt was the Viceland show, Noisy. And they went to Bompton. It was about Compton.
Yeah, you
Kendrick
should watch
Lamar.
Something happier. Watch this.
No, it was amazing. Like honestly,
I'm sure it was great. It doesn't mean you need to watch something happier.
But Kendrick, and also if you haven't downloaded or gotten the new Kendrick Lamar Untitled Unmastered, amazing CD. You should go buy it through Amazon.
Through Amazon, of course.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, if you're interested in Record Store Day, that's coming up in April.
Woo-hoo!
The list of releases is out.
Ooh,
I have not
recordstoreday.com. So check that out.
Records. I'm gonna have to check it. Maybe there's a Kendrick Lamar on there.
Possibly. I didn't look for Kendrick.
You should. I'm telling you, like Kendrick Lamar's. All right.
I know. It's okay.
Like you know who you're talking to, Jason.
I know, but
why.
He might. He might. Like
that's cute.
I'm so hungry.
I think we should just stay as long as we can and.
Well,
I waited for the wrap up. I'm so hungry.
We've only got a minute and a half left in the song, so we do have to wrap it up.
All right, wrap it up like your dick.
That's
stupid.
Inappropriate comment.
That's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll see you next week with more new shows for Sam, Diana, Jason, and Kareem. I'm Nate. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.